There, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I'm talking about this one. I mean this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, so what about this RFK thing, right? So I got a piece here that came out yesterday. Everybody's anticipating it. What's going to happen? We think he's going to endorse Trump. Oh, he's going to. Well, they knew he's mad at Democrats. It wasn't like he was going to suddenly go, thank you for treating me so badly. Let me come back to the fold. But the question was, would he endorse Trump? And he just did. So yesterday, the AP came out with a piece talking about what polling shows you about Americans' views of RFK Jr. Okay. I can't decide if they were trying to help or hurt here. But I really believe what's happening now is the mainstream press is trying to downplay the significance of this. While conservatives are going, this is okay. Now, let me say this. Do I get a little concerned when I see Democrats actually coming into the fold? Yes, because I don't think they have suddenly become ardent right conservatives. I don't. I think what we've got now is a little bit of purple going on. Let's be honest. I do not believe that Donald Trump is going to be purple. So by having RFK Jr. in any way potentially involved in his administration, I don't think he's going to put him in a place where he can do something damaging to the conservative brand. I think he'll put him in a place where they're already aligned. And that'll be talked about here momentarily. But let me tell you what AP is saying. AP's got the whole thing on the polling. Well, the polling shows. Well, here's what the polling says. So Kennedy's support, it says, appears to have declined in recent polls. The developments have left relatively narrow room for Kennedy's presence or even potential departure to make a difference in the election outcome, says the AP. Recent polls don't give a clear indication that Kennedy's presence in the race has an outsized impact on support for either major party candidate. That's not the question. The question is not entirely the national picture. In fact, what was just said a few moments ago by the man himself, RFK Jr., was that he's not even bothered to take his name off the ballot in the states where it's entirely blue or entirely red. Alabama, you'll probably still see RFK Jr.'s name on the ballot. I don't think it'll make much difference, and he points that out. It won't make much difference in the states where the politics are already so one-sided or the other. He said, but this is the thing, and this is what got him, this is what he said he dropped out of the race for. He knew he didn't have a full path forward to victory. But he did recognize that there were about 10 battleground states where the polls clearly indicated that the margin of error was so close that his presence could upset things one way or the other. And he preferred that it upset things in the way of Donald Trump. So he threw his support behind Trump, and he's taking his name off the ballots in places like Pennsylvania and Arizona. So that's kind of a big deal. I'll be honest. It's not about the big national picture. So when the AP starts talking about, well, the national polls clearly indicate he's only polling at about 5%. Well, yeah. But guess what 5% does for you in Pennsylvania? Guess what 5% does for you in Georgia? Guess what 5% does for you in Arizona? It can have an impact. So they point out here that what's his base of support like? Who are these people that supported RFK and gave him that 5 to 8%, depending on what day they were polling? Well, it says that a Pew Research Center poll from July found that about half of his voters who were supporting him said the main reason they backed him was because he was neither Biden nor Trump. They didn't like either one. We'll just go with you. But when you look at the polls overall, and they begin polling as to what you would do today as a voter who's undecided, if you didn't have a third-party candidate in, more people said they would vote for Trump than Biden in that case. Interesting. Here's the RFK effect. What does he do to the battleground states? Nothing's done till it's done, y'all. But what it indicates right now is, according to the Wall Street Journal, on a separate article, Dateline this morning, is that RFK Jr.'s departure would likely help Trump. Conventional wisdom, it says, holds that an RFK Jr. departure from the presidential race would be a gift to Donald Trump. The theory for that would be that the Democrats' pollsters who earlier this year said they might back Kennedy were just parking their vote with him because they were uneasy with President Biden. But once Biden withdrew, the voters became a huge part of the surge for Kamala Harris, and the RFK curiosity left. So what he was left with were the non-Biden voters. Does that make sense? You had a whole bunch of people who were just not really for Biden. They can't do it, but let's go to that guy over there. We'll cast our vote for the guy who used to be a Democrat back in the day. I don't know much about him, but I'm going to vote for him anyway because he's not Biden. And then when Biden got out, the Kamala honeymoon started, and his polls, RFK's numbers went down. Why? Because the Wall Street Journal opines that a bunch of people who had been in the RFK Jr. camp because they were anti-Biden didn't have to worry about that anymore, and they jumped onto the Kamala bandwagon, leaving a vast majority of his support were just the ones who weren't going to vote Democrat at all. They'd be more likely to vote Republican in the absence of a third-party candidate. Bam. So the Wall Street Journal concludes that what we're looking at right now is a potential gift to Donald Trump.
Right Side Radio.
What will it mean? What will it mean overall? A couple of points, maybe three.
Yeah, this is a button.
And if this is going to be a close race, that's a true gift. All right, so what does everybody think about it? Like Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy was the first guy, if I'm not mistaken, was the first guy to jump out of the primary and endorse Trump. He's been on board for the longest time. There's a lot of talk that he's going to be in the administration in some capacity, and I really think he should. I don't know where you'll put him. I mean, he's a tech entrepreneur. I could see him being a Secretary of State. I could see him being commerce. But Vivek Ramaswamy was asked in a Fox News article yesterday how he felt about the potential for RFK Jr. joining a future Trump administration. Here's what he said, and here's what I speculate we could find ourselves aligned on. RFK Jr. may have been a Democrat. He was. He may have been a Democrat. But the reality is, there are positions he held that you and I all agree with, one of which was he was decidedly, ardently, passionately against the COVID mandates and the concepts that Big Pharma was getting an inside track with an administration that was forcing its way into people's lives unnecessarily, and the censorship that went along with it. There is some belief that the Trump administration is going to be batting cleanup on a lot of that stuff. And RFK Jr., who is a well-known attorney with the Kennedy name and with a passion for cleaning some stuff up, who's got a good mad going because of the way he was treated in this primary season, may well come on board in some kind of special capacity to be the guy who goes after all of the things that went wrong during COVID. I could see that being a thing. And I could see that being a thing that doesn't offend me. I mean, if you put him in charge of energy, I'd be really upset. Because why? He's a Green New Deal guy, right? He's all about the environmentalism that I find sometimes to be cultish. If you put him in charge of the military, I wouldn't be good for it. If you put him in charge of our foreign policy, I'd be a little concerned because he's much more of an isolationist than I am. But if you put him in charge of going to bat on issues related to all the crap that came out of COVID, I could see old boy cleaning some house. I mean, like bring in the relief pitcher. Here he is. I tell you what, before I run out of time, I just realized I got somebody on the line. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, what are you doing, buddy?
Hey, listen, I saw the whole speech, and they actually cut the speech off. You know, I was going, please don't cut it off.
Yeah, it was good.
Man, purging, telling the truth.
Yeah, it was.
You know, he threw himself under the bus. You know it, and I know it, and a lot of people know it, and his life's going to suck for a very long time. And he didn't have to do that, but he did for the better of this country. And everybody knows now what it's all about, unless the other side media didn't show the speech. I don't know, because I was watching Fox, okay? But I will say this. I've been begging for you people to listen to what I have to say with this, is that I really wanted someone to tell the truth about what's going on in this country and how we're losing this country. It's that serious. And what he had to say was very serious. He didn't have to do it, and he did. And I'm forever grateful for the fact that he showed up, had the stones to say that in front of everybody. A lot of people wouldn't do it, but I do, because you know why? Because I love this country. I love the people in it. It's not about the big wigs, all the money, all the people that pay people off. It's about the people of this country that work hard to make what it is. And people like you that keep it going every day. That's why I couldn't do your job. I can only do it for a short spurts when I talk on your radio because it upsets me so much. You do it every day. I can't do that. But I will say this. Thank God for RFK Jr., what he said and how he said it. And everybody knows now. Okay, so make your decision based on that speech, because that's the truth, and I believe what he says.
Yeah, I think thank you, brother. By the way, your comments are great, and I think you're right. It was a great speech, and to your point, did I lose him already? He's already gone. Yeah, to his point, we were watching it on dual screens in here. We had Fox and CNN both up on the wall. And at one point I looked at Butters and I said, look at that, CNN's already cut away. The speech wasn't even like half over, and CNN had already gone to a reporter to talk in the hallway or something, which made no sense. It was a great speech. I mean, there were times when he was spanking it.
Well, and I mean, as he mentioned in the speech, he's doing interviews. He's all over. I mean, he's hitting all. Yep. He will talk to whoever is willing to have a conversation, and That's a pretty American thing.
Yeah, it is. And I love, by the way, before we go to the break, I'll say this. He had one line in there that really grabbed me. And I think you may have just stepped out of the room for a second, but he was chastising the press. He was literally chastising the press right there in the press conference and saying, you know, you guys didn't cover it well. You guys covered for the Democrats. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but then he said this. He said, I will not try to portray that the press is the reason for the fall of democracy, but I will say you allowed it to happen on your watch. Wow. 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 And he just basically said what he said, he's a Kennedy. I mean, think about this. His uncle was John F. Kennedy Jr. His dad was Robert Kennedy. His uncle and his father were both assassinated running for office. And he pointed out, he said that the very first DNC he ever went to, he was only 6 years old in 1960. This has been the party that he said I grew up with. It was the party of my family. And he says that I don't recognize it anymore. He said it has gone from being the party of, you know, the worker and the common man and all the things that we hold dear and love of country, to now it's the country of, you know, big pharma and wars and, you know, and censorship and don't even want to have a primary because they're going to try and cover up for a man who has cognitive decline to get their puppet back in the White House. I mean, he said all this stuff. It was a speech, y'all. It was a barn burner. Just saying. All right, Butterman, take us to a break. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back and do a little more on the RFK effect. I got some news for you here on that. And then top of the hour, don't forget, Caroline Dobson running for Congress calling in. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower up in here. I got a bunch of texts. I'll try to get to a few of those here momentarily, and I'll tell you too. So in this whole thing about dipper number one here, the RFK effect, thehill.com has a piece that came out yesterday. Thehill.com, Vice President Harris's campaign spokesperson, says the campaign's not worried about the possibility of RFK Jr. dropping out of endorsing Trump, saying our message isn't really for him. Here's the actual quote. I think our message, frankly, isn't for RFK. It's for the voters who are looking for a place to go in this campaign. What does that even mean? Okay, read between the lines. Here's what that meant. Well, we didn't want his endorsement anyway. I don't think that, you know, we didn't care. That's what that meant. No, no, no. That's what that meant. Our message isn't for him. I'd say, yeah. In fact, it looks like you're not for him. He doesn't want you. It's not a matter of whether you want him. It's a matter of the fact that he didn't want you. How about that? Karl Rove in thehill.com also came out yesterday. His notion of, and by the way, Karl Rove, whether you like him or not, he's usually pretty spot on when it comes to predicting things about politics and ways forward and all that. He said flat out, he believes that Republican strategist Karl Rove says in The Hill suggested that independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. endorsing Trump could really help Trump in Georgia and Arizona. All right. That's big. Arizona was one of the states that made a difference last time. Georgia was one of the states that made a difference last time. He says, Karl Rove, my gut tells me it probably helps Donald Trump because the people who were for him, because he was a Kennedy, I think they're beginning leaving after Joe Biden pulled out. So small amount of help, same as the Wall Street Journal said. He said, but you know, in a race like this, think about it. Did he have 10,000 followers in Georgia? Did he have 11,000 followers in Arizona? And then how do they split up? He said, it could have an impact. So there's that. We're looking right now at Trump is currently leading, according to the Hill's polling index, has about a 2.7% lead in Georgia right now, but only a 0.1% lead in Arizona. Always depends on the poll, but nonetheless, what they're saying is the margin is so close that a few points could actually make a difference. Is there a call on the line, man? No? Okay, let me grab some text messages real quick. What we got here? George from Huntsville says the mainstream media is the Praetorian Guard for the new communism the Democrat Party preaches. That's a nice analogy. Ronnie from Danville says, in all caps, he says, Mr. Phil, I wish they could not call them Democrats, they're socialists. He said, John Kennedy would kick the dirt off his grave if he knew what they were doing. Climate change, there has always been climate change. There is dry river beds in the desert. That happened before there was factories. Point taken, Ronnie. Thank you for your time, man. What else we got? David from Huntsville says, Harris's acceptance speech last night sounded very pro-America, pro-military, pro-liberty, pro-family, pro-faith, but not what we usually hear from her. When asked why later on, she said it was a speech. Well, she will say it's a speech. I got you. Tracy from Athens says, I wonder if the Democrats ever thought their shenanigans would put Trump and Kennedy together. No. I think there are people trying to figure out what just happened. Like, somehow or another, there's been a shift in the space-time continuum somehow. I don't know.
I think it just speaks to the Overton window, how far things have moved.
The Overton window. Pray tell, what is the Overton window?
So that's basically the left and right sides of the politics, right? And what that window is in terms of what a far left used to be considered. That whole thing, they've moved so far left that now we're stuck in a position where somebody who is traditionally a fairly far left person, there's a lot of right people going, yeah, that's interesting, like the COVID vaccines and all that kind of stuff.
So what you're saying is they're on the seventh floor and they jumped out of the Overton window.
I think he highlights how much it's not a two-party system of a country that we live in. So
okay.
That's my thought. I mean, he hits a lot of hopefully scares the mess out of some of the Democrat leadership.
Hey, by the way, text here. I just saw Bruce from Springville who tried to call in earlier. It says, I got a new phone. I was going to discuss how Harris shows no leadership qualities. Anyway, Bruce, we're sorry that phone got jacked up, man. But, okay, so it wasn't on our end, apparently. But anyway, glad. Bruce, you call back anytime, man. Brian S. from Huntsville says, sounds like Mike from Huntsville might be projecting. Oh, there you go. Jay from Legtown says, it's not okay, and that is most definitely going to affect your grade. John, you heard that right. I don't know what I said. What did I say? What's not okay? Richard from Madison says, Mike from Huntsville sounds like you speak from experience. No substance, just name calling. There you go. Rex from Huntsville says, having a Kennedy legacy jump ship from Democrat Party has got to be unnerving for their party. It's a thing, man. And not only that, it's RFK's son, RFK Jr., all right, listen, we got a great call coming up in a moment. Caroline Dobson, who is running for Congress in CD2 here in Alabama. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.